arts often suits people who aren't always in the mainstream of society. Liz Shepherd.
Let's is very much designed for people who are outside of the mainstream jobs economy, if you like. It's something that, because it uses people's time, can appeal very readily to people who are either unemployed or perhaps have young children or retired or disabled. There are a lot of people in Let's with disabilities. And because Let's is very much a supportive community, it's not something that's imposing the stringency of the marketplace on people. It's very good for everyone who's outside of that. People who don't fit into neat categories can find Let's very, very empowering sort of ladder, if you like. And because it doesn't impose demands on that individual, it allows that individual to offer what they can and to be self-motivating in terms of what they're offering.
Jenny Hurst, Roger Bunker's wife Rachel, and Vera Ushamullah are all part of a Greenwich Let's scheme called Let's Get Together, set up by disabled and non-disabled people. They explain how it's been useful to them.
Let's Get Together is for disabled people, their friends and family. But apart from that, it's just the same as any other Let's scheme. We do have people with all different impairments or no impairments at all. It's just the same as anywhere else. It works the same. There are quite a few things that I wanted, some practical things, as I'm disabled, so it's difficult doing practical things like painting, decorating, gardening, that type of thing. And the person at Let's Desk said that she needed someone to do the administration. I'm good with computers, so I thought, yeah, I can do that. Disabled people, I feel, find it difficult to offer skills and goods on the same level as non-disabled people. So it is good because you can offer skills which you might not think you have. There are some people on the Let's Get Together scheme that offer counselling. They are disabled people themselves. So if a disabled person is looking for counselling, it's often a good role model to be counselled by disabled people.
Obviously, interested in like disability issues and being registered partially sighted myself, same as Roger is as well. We thought we'd offer things. Roger wanted like things like gardening. He was willing to offer that, and he's got a few things that he could hire out, like the typewriter and the lawnmower and things like that. I wasn't really sure. I just wanted to help people, so I'd be willing to do like shopping and companionship and pet sitting because I like animals, and just mainly to help people out if they wanted it, really. I think I've come more out of myself, to be honest, because I go out once a week, maybe twice a week, to help in the office with the Let's, like, and meet the people. I think it's helped me a great deal.
It's been very interesting because I did meet a lot of people that way in the meetings that we've had. And it's been very nice. This lady had she had a friend who was going to have a baby, and she didn't know how to knit. And so I showed her on the knitting how to knit, and then I knitted as much as I could. That was a great help because she couldn't understand the pattern, and I could show her that. And so at that time I was going to visit my daughter, and so they came, both husband and wife, and helped me with the luggage. You know, when you're alone, there are little things you never realize how much is like for carpeting, somebody to help you roll a carpet down, or someone to paint the rooms or the garden, and or to even put up a picture. And Let's comes in very handy. It becomes more of you become more friendlier, and people can depend on you for little things that they can't come up and talk to someone who's completely a stranger.
Okay, so now we're actually connected to the internet.
I'm emailing my son. He's in Australia.
The good thing with email is it doesn't cost a lot of money, because if you're trying to phone Australia, yes, it does cost quite a lot.
Now I write the type out the letter.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so you've done the email address. Do you want to say what the subject is?
Anxious to contact me as soon as possible.
Send and receive. Yeah, that's it. And then just double click. Mm-hmm. Okay, and there you go. It says sent.
Oh, yeah, it's sent already.
Yeah.